Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. So many of us had had spills at work, but none of us have taken down an entire McDonald's before.
Yeah. Until now, four hours gone.
Thank you, Stephen. Also, we learned that dudes are inspiring other dudes in all sorts of ways.
Harrison Ford has an earring because of Margaritaville.
That's right. Who knew? That and so much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
A man out there in Canada crashed his car while eating a bucket of fried chicken. He was reaching for a piece of fried chicken. He needed something with all the secret recipe and the finger licking and the good, and he tried to reach for it, and he's looking down at the bucket, crashed into a wall. Thankfully, did not hurt anybody, and he walked away all right, but damaged his car and then got a ticket for almost $600 because he didn't have insurance. You know what? We should have had this one queued up, because if you are going to be driving eating a bucket of fried chicken and you don't even have insurance and then you cause an accident, you're a... There you go.
Oh, that's for sure. Man, they were too nice to him almost.
They really were.
Seems like. Yeah, I think he should. You got a few other things coming to you if you do that with no insurance.
Well, take that guy off the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make him eat fried chicken until he throws up. That's true, I would do. That's what Karen Petlak would
do.
The
old school.
That's right.
Yeah.
What food can you just not eat while trying to drive your car? Just doesn't make any sense. Many people, this 847, ribs. Yeah, it's hard to eat ribs driving.
I'd be like, why would you try? But, hey, that's a good question then.
You might find yourself on the way home from Carson's, and you're like, you know what? There's one more.
It's hard to eat ribs at the table.
Yeah, ribs are just hard to eat at all. Yeah. Crunchy tacos, 312, because you bite into it, it all starts to fall apart. And then, you know, you compromise the shell, and before you know it, forget about it.
Yeah.
Kimberly, it's almost impossible when I try to eat a smoothie bowl. Yeah.
The weird thing is, if only that came in liquid form in a nice cup and straw setup.
If only they could solve that.
Right.
If they could.
Put the scientists on that. Yeah, let's get to work, everybody.
847, it's so hard to eat my spaghetti and meatballs while driving. Absolutely.
Perfect.
630-815, beef sandwiches. Hard to eat while driving. Yeah, they are, because they start to drip. You got to be careful. Yeah. A bowl of cereal, 847. Yeah, absolutely. Ramen, 773. Yes. Oh, yeah, you got the noodles.
Messy everywhere.
Oh, forget about it. 312, you know what's really hard to eat while you're driving? Crawfish. Yeah, you can't pull out there. You know. Then we have to, like, suck the head off first.
Some of these are so silly. The first one I thought of is shrimp cocktail, and I can't shake it. Like, how dumb would it be trying to eat shrimp cocktail while driving?
You just dip it.
You'd be dipping it, and then you got the shells. Your whole car would reek.
You're throwing the tails out the window. Yeah. It's biodegradable. It'll be fine.
Seagulls are flocking to the expressway where you're throwing the tails out. It's craziness.
219, you know, watermelon would be tough to eat while you're driving because it's dribbling down your chin. You're spitting seeds out the window. 708, oh man, crab legs.
Oh, that's, yes. Yeah.
We're on the way home for Bob Chin's. One more, honey.
Yeah. And
one more.
Butter sloshing all in the passenger seat.
You got the stupid bib on still. Soft serve ice cream cones. Here. Because you got to eat it quick and you're licking around. You're trying to, like, lick it and keep all the dribbles from not dribbling. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's one where you think, like, oh, this won't be too bad. Yeah. It's a bad decision.
Bad decision.
Yeah.
630, the Chipotle bowl.
Anything that you need a utensil for is going to be added.
It's going to be a problem.
Because it's like, is it in your lap? And then it's actually a pretty long journey from your lap to your mouth of the spoon or a fork to not drip on yourself. Beef stew. 773.
Yes.
I love this. 217. You know what would be tough to be while driving to eat? Mussels would be crazy.
That would be.
They wrote, mussels would be crazy.
That's true.
You got to open them, fish them out. Man.
You can't eat it while you're driving. 312, mashed potatoes. Yeah, don't do it. 630, 4 pounds of Costco chili.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be a lot. It'd be a lot to handle. And finally, from a 505, which is a New Mexico zip code, area code, sorry. 505 says, you know what would be really hard to eat while you're driving? Cheese fondue.
Yeah.
You have the little flame going next to you like a sterno. You're like, I just keep that cheese hot. Dipping and, oh my God, it's a lot.
And then it falls in there and you're trying
you're
to fish it out.
Hang on a second, burn your finger.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Caitlin Clark was in second grade and she wrote down on a piece of paper, when I'm an adult, I want to play in the WNBA. In second grade, she wrote that. She's now 22, and as of last night, she is officially a member of the Indiana Fever in the WNBA, and she was the first draft pick. Number one of number one. There she was. Boom. We made out pretty well in that draft here for the Chicago Sky, so
that's right.
Looking good. Have you ever taught, or do you have any students of note, if you look back over the students you've had? A handful of texts coming in with some great names. Call 312-233-1019. You've taught a student of note. Now, we mentioned a bunch of celebrities. Maybe the student's a CEO of a company we know. You know, maybe they're just like a really great poker player.
Yeah, of note is a broad. It
very
just means
broad.
Someone who did something great.
Could be
a dude
or
too.
True.
I taught some great broads in my time.
It could be she was a great broad. We love her.
Really popular on OnlyFans. Yeah.
Hey, Pat, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're doing really well. Pat, who have you taught?
A gentleman named Frank Kaminsky. Do you remember him? Out of Bennett Academy and then went out of Wisconsin to play basketball.
Oh. Is he still in the NBA? He did make it to the league, right?
Oh, he was in the league for a while. He may be doing other things. I'm not sure. But, he was really tall. So when I taught him physics, I had to sit him in the front row to make sure he had leg room.
Yeah, really? I bet you. Yeah, he's 7 feet tall, according to Wikipedia right now.
Great college player. Great college player.
Yeah, he was 6'10 in high school. So, yeah, it made it uncomfortable at times.
So where did you teach?
Bennett Academy.
Oh, Bennett. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. So you taught him at Bennett, and was he a good student? Was he a troublemaker?
Oh, he was an excellent student. He was a sweet kid, very good. And he kind of, it's tough when you're about a foot and a half taller than everybody. You're always noticed, but he was very quiet, very very kind.
Yeah, pretty wild. He was picked 9th overall by the Charlotte Hornets back in the 2015 NBA draft. He went on to the Phoenix Suns, then the Atlanta Hawks, the Rockets, and that's the last team he was in there in the NBA. Pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really cool.
It's good, yeah. Yeah, so that was my story.
And you know what, Pat? You didn't know it, but in 2019, he was optioned to the Serbian national team.
Oh, get
so
out!
So look at that. Violetta's all excited now.
Yeah,
I thought he may have gone overseas.
Yeah, that's amazing. All right, so Pat taught Frank Kaminsky, ended up in the NBA. That's really cool. We did get a text here. I was one of Rachel Brosnahan's high school wrestling coaches at Highland Park. She's marvelous, Mrs. Mazur.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
6-0. I also taught Frank. All right. There you go. Frank Kaminsky.
Wow.
Yeah. 312. All of my students are people of note.
There you go.
I like that.
Look at that. Yeah, but do we know?
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's kind of nice. Yeah. So there you go. And Jenny McCarthy. There you go. At Mother McCauley. She posed in her skirt. And all of the nuns were always talking S about her after she did that in the old Playboy. Remember, she had on her
see that?
Yeah, you got to be careful.
She showed them.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of it.
She showed all of us. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
One of the workers at Sonic crashed into a car, spilled the whole tray of food all over the car and the driver. Nikki Bravely went first to reveal that she spilled 75 ounces of water all over the desk here. We thought everything was okay until that afternoon when it was revealed that an entire mechanical device was basically destroyed by that. And we didn't know until Jenny couldn't use it. Whoops. And Violetta destroyed a whole keyboard here once, spilling coffee all over it. They had to replace the keyboard. Now, how about you? What was your at-work spill? Good morning, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
We're doing well. You are a teacher. What grade level do you teach?
I teach 8th grade social studies.
And what happened at school?
The kids spilled my water bottle all over my laptop.
Ew.
But the best part is, because they were measuring each other's butts with masking tape.
I'm sorry. They were measuring one another's butts with masking tape, and in the process knocked your water bottle all over your computer.
Yep.
Okay. Just want to make sure I had all the stats.
Yeah.
Now, was it your personal computer? Was it the work computer?
Oh, no. It was the work computer. So it was Greg going to explain to IT what happened.
Yeah. Well, they were measuring their butts with masking tape. And before I knew it, there was water all over my computer.
It's science. What are you going to do?
Yeah, sorry. What can I do? Yeah, you teach social studies. Hi, Mike. Good morning.
Hi there. How are you?
We're doing well. Mike, you're also a teacher. What grade level do you teach?
I teach 7th grade social studies.
Okay, great. And what happened at school?
So, as a teacher, you know, of course, I need my coffee in the morning. So, coming into school, put myself up on the counter, get myself all ready to go, pull out a bunch of papers, and my coffee spills all over my lap. So, this happened at a really unfortunate time because kids were coming into the classroom. So, I basically got up out of my chair, went to the door, and sure enough, there's kids there, and they're looking right at me like, did you have an accident?
Yeah, did you just pee your pants?
Well, ruined my reputation, you could say.
He left the school. He had to go find a new job. He was like, it's enough. I can't come back. I can't show my face.
Yeah.
So Mike peed his pants, and he's telling us it's coffee even at this point. All over himself. Hey, Steven. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're doing well.
On the show.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks for calling in. You worked at McDonald's. Do I have that right?
Yes, I used to work at McDonald's. This was a long time ago. I'm 32 now. This is when I was 15.
And what happened when you were working at McDonald's?
All right. So we had to fill these 10-gallon sweet tea buckets that we make ourselves. Once I was pouring it one container into the other container, I swear that container was made out of rubber. It ended up falling, crashing on the floor, bounced like a basketball. All the 10-gallon sweet tea went all over the computer, which made the whole McDonald's system crash.
Whoa,
nobody could order anything. God. Clients couldn't order anything. The whole system was down for like about good 4 hours.
Oh, wow. No.
Now, was it during a lunchtime rush or a dinnertime rush?
Yeah, it was like during a lunchtime where people really love their sweet tea, but I ended up spilling that all over. Now the computers were sticky. The janitorial crew was not happy, that's for sure.
Not at all.
Oh, yeah.
So Steven actually took down an entire McDonald's for 3 to 4 hours with some sweet tea. And finally, Molly. Good morning, Molly. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing all right. You didn't spill on you. You were a waitress, and what happened?
It was a really busy lunch rush. I had just started waiting tables. I was passing out drinks to a party of like 10 people on their lunch break. They're all in like their button-ups and their nice shirts. I tilted my tray unknowingly and doused a guy in 3 probably full iced teas. He had no idea it was coming. I was so mortified. I threw the tray onto an empty table nearby and ran out of the room. And then later on, a couple of his coworkers told me that I picked the right guy to spill on.
So he was the jerk.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, my gosh. How mortifying.
Mix and match. It's an easy game for you. Mix and match. Even has a theme song, too. Who will you choose? Your head you'll scratch when you play mix and match.
Ow. Time to mix it and to match it. Please say good morning and welcome to the show, Aubrey. Hi, Aubrey.
Hi.
Aubrey, have you heard us play mix and match before?
Yeah, I listen every Tuesday on my way to my internship.
Oh, awesome. What kind of internship are you dealing with right now?
I'm doing my assessment rotation for my neuropsych degree.
Hey, smart band.
Good morning.
A lot of words.
You're so smart, I don't even know what you just said, Aubrey. Where do you go to college?
I go to the Chicago School of Professional Psychology, and I'm getting my doctorate.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
So let me ask you this. You've been listening to the show pretty regularly?
Yes.
What's wrong with me? Why am I the way I am?
Maybe you should schedule an appointment.
Okay, something to think about. Hey. Thank you, Aubrey. I appreciate that. Well done. Well done.
Well down.
Wow.
All right, Aubrey. You've heard us play mix and match, so you know the drill. I'm going to share a fill in the blank. Everybody's going to write down our answers.
Awesome.
Okay, guys, here's the question. Now, I take you to a story before we get to that actual question, because Larry David, who Nikki knows and loves from Curb Your Enthusiasm, recently revealed that he spends a lot of time eating his favorite snacks in his bathroom to avoid his dogs. I love dogs. When the dogs are out of the house, so I can have a meal and I can relax. I can't eat with the dogs. I'm telling you, I take my snacks into the bathroom. I do, because of the dogs. Larry David can't stand his dogs because they keep trying to steal his snacks, so he takes his snacks into the bathroom to eat. And so, gang, I ask you, with snacks on the brain, what is your favorite snack? What is your favorite go-to snack? Let's see. Favorite snacks? We're going to find out what they are. Now, Aubrey, do you have a favorite snack? Is it too revealing?
Pickles?
Yeah.
Now, Aubrey, I've got everybody's answers locked in. I've been asking us about snacks. Who do you want to match with today? Chris, Nikki, Whip, or Violetta?
I'm going to go with Nikki today.
All right. Uh-oh. I love it. I asked the room, what is your favorite go-to snack? Did Nikki, a.k.a. Nicole, a.k.a. Captain Music Pants, say El Milagro Chips, Ranch Corn Nuts, Triscuits, or String Cheese with Crackers?
Nikki's kind of fancy, so I'm going to say String Cheese with Crackers.
Oh.
Final answer?
So close.
Well, I heard an aw, so can I change my answer?
I don't know. You tell me. Well, you haven't locked it in yet. You know what I'm saying? So you know your options. You got El Milagro Chips, Ranch Corn Nuts, Triscuits, String Cheese and Crackers.
Let's change the El Milagro.
Are you sure? Because you got El Milagro Chips, Ranch Corn Nuts, Triscuits, String Cheese and Crackers.
Cheese and Triscuits. More specifically, it was pepper jack cheese, but I crossed that out.
Man,
so
she is
good.
Buck nasty in here.
Mm. Aubrey, just to keep the comedy going, you could have guessed the wrong one more time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, come on.
Aubrey.
That would have been a great day.
That would have been hilarious.
Student, you're doing an internship. I got to think a $100 pizza gift card is going to go a long way. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And since you listen every Tuesday, Aubrey, don't forget it's 50% off all pizzas.
Yeah.
So this is the perfect day to order it. Giordano's.com. And you can, you know, you can eat that and analyze all of us, because
right.
There's a lot to unpack there.
All right, Aubrey, we got a quick minute here. Let's see if you can take it around the horn otherwise. Now, you got Nikki with the Triscuits. You got that one right away instantly. It was pretty impressive to hear. Did Whip say El Milagro Chips, Ranch Corn Nuts, or String Cheese and Crackers?
I feel like he would be the corn nuts.
You think Whip's the ranch corn nut?
I can see why you would think that.
Oh, son of a gun. He smells like him, but that's not his favorite snack.
That's true.
Enough. No. Whip is your string cheese and crackers guy.
It's funny that you thought of that as fancy, because literally the ones I have, they're called Cheesehead brands, and they've got like a little guy whose head is cheese. I mean, it's not really. But I get you. Yeah, I guess it gives off that impression. So.
And don't you make it like a sandwich? Like you put your crackers around the string cheese, which I find so disturbing. Like you're eating it wrong.
Yeah, brilliant.
And he bites into it, right?
There's a whole psychological study waiting to happen.
Aubrey, why does he eat this? What does
Aubrey's,
that mean?
Aubrey's the woman for the job.
Does he have underlying anxiety that he's you know denying?
Oh, it's not underlying.
No, okay.
Serial killer.
Oh,
it is? Okay.
Now we're getting somewhere. Now
did
we're getting
Violetta
somewhere.
Say ranch corn nuts, or did Violetta say El Milagro chips?
I'm gonna say El Milagro.
Oh my god,
girl, you are so
Aubrey, good at this.
No, I like the ranch corn nuts. Very difficult to find. I like that you might lose a tooth every time you eat them.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So,
and
Aubrey.
I swear, I listen every day.
Oh, I believe you.
We can kind of tell anyway.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Aubrey, did I say El Milagro chips?
Yes.
Nailed it.
Love it.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
If you've ever noticed Harrison Ford in interviews, you may notice he has a dangly earring, which I feel like is a little out of character. It's mixed messages. You don't expect it.
For sure.
Well, Harrison Ford has an earring, and why? He said, well, one day I was out having a boozy lunch with Jimmy Buffett. I noticed Jimmy had a cool earring, and I thought, well, I'm going to get an earring, too. That's just how infectious Jimmy's coolness was. Harrison Ford has an earring because his buddy Jimmy Buffett had one. What did your buddy inspire you to do? Hi, Jonah. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well, Jonah. Your buddy John inspired you to do what?
To wear jewelry.
Really?
Okay.
Now, when you say wear jewelry, what are we talking about?
Okay, so like necklaces, specifically like a cross-chain necklace or like bracelets, watches, rings, anything. I don't know. The man is just fresh to death all the time.
fresh to death?
How long have you known John, Jonah?
2 years.
2 years. And may I ask, Jonah, how old you are?
I'm 24.
Okay, you're 24 years old. So for the first 22 years of your life, no jewelry, not a ring, maybe a watch here or there.
No, nothing. Absolutely nothing. I would just I would walk around dripless.
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 And how did you meet John?
So I met him through my girlfriend. It's one of her friend's boyfriends.
Okay. And right away, you noticed the drip. You were like, this dude has it. And so did you ask him, hey, man, where do you get your jewelry? Or did you just start to source your own?
I just kind of started to source my own.
And did you ever, like, talk to him about it? Because so this happened to my boyfriend, too. He saw somebody wearing necklaces, and then he approached.
Really?
And was, yeah, and was like, and then it became a whole guy group thing. They got necklaces.
So have you and John discussed your jewelry?
Yeah, I think he's noticed, but no, not really.
Are you kind of hoping he does? You're hoping he gives you the nod one day? Like, looking good, man.
Well, I don't know. In that regard, I'm kind of hoping maybe he doesn't notice, but I think I look better.
Okay, yeah, I love it, man. I love this. So... How are you wearing? You're wearing jewelry every day now. It's just a part of your wardrobe.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and how about your girlfriend now? Is your girlfriend enjoying the new jeweled look?
I think so.
Okay,
and, you know, I get some too. So
Look at this, yeah. Jeweled Jonah.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
You guys, the first story, the kids are going to eat up the newest collab with Crocs. Pun intended, Pringles and Crocs are collaborating for a new release that includes a holster for your Pringles on the side of the boot. So, yeah, it's a holder that's going to hold like one of those to-go Pringles, the mini ones. And it's the Classic Crush boot. It all is releasing today. There's four different shoes, but this is the coolest one, I think. Coolest and craziest. And, yeah, you can put your little mini to-go Pringles in there. You can put any of the ones, but the first pair are going to be sold with the first time ever Pringles Croc. Hold on, Pringles Crocktail Party flavor, which nobody really knows what the flavor is, but I guess some sort of chip that Pringles doesn't already have is going to be in this booth.
Crocktail. I wonder, will it be cocktail sauce flavored?
Oh, could be.
Like tangy? Mm. You know what they say, you always want to have your snacks where you walk. So.
Exactly. But I could just see everybody rushing to get these or even the knockoff versions of them. Hey, we're not sponsored by them. Who cares? And then there's three different shoes that come out, green, blue, orange, and red. And it's really cute. You know the little tab that like goes behind the croc?
Mm-hmm.
That's a mustache, like for the Pringles mustache guy.
I like
yeah,
that.
That's really cute. So that's all going to be popping today. All
right.
Exactly.
Nice.
Next up. Have you guys ever been to a restaurant and you know when the server's asking you a question and like can't really understand what they're saying, so you think you understand and you answer, but it just confuses the whole situation? There's some trending audio that addresses just this. Is it soup or salad?
What can I get for you?
Yeah, can I just get a chicken Alfredo?
Okay, did you want a super salad with that?
Yeah, I'll take one.
Super salad?
Yeah, I want a super salad. I mean, what comes in a super salad?
Did you want the soup or did you want the salad? Soup or salad?
Oh,
mm-hmm. Sure. A super salad is great.
Super salad.
That
Why
sounds
not?
Delicious.
It's got meat on it?
Yeah, apparently people are like responding to this, being like, yeah, I always have gotten confused. I've never had that misunderstanding of super salad.
Right.
But now that they say it, I'm like, oh my God.
That's all you're going to hear.
I know. So I'm sorry.
So that guy sounded a little hot.
Well,
little.
You know.
A little.
He's trending, so who cares?
Yeah, he's fine.
He's doing it right. Next up, I guess this is a whole food themed. I didn't even realize until right now. Conan O'Brien trending after his appearance on the Hot Ones season finale. Conan goes wild during this episode. He is testing his limits in like the most bizarre ways possible. So Hot Ones is a show where they try hot wings and they're increasingly getting hotter and hotter while this interview is happening. Conan is like kind of making fun of it at first. He's like, yeah, I brought a doctor here. I guess he'll check my temperature, see if this is really even hot, blah, blah, blah. Then he starts taking the hot sauce, putting it on his lips, licking it on his like tongue, putting it on his cheeks, putting it on his chin. Then he takes the hot sauce and like rubs it on his chestal region.
Yeah, it's a Conan move.
Yeah. And he just goes wild the whole time. He does look like he's struggling by the end, but Everybody's sharing this clip being like, this man is just out of his mind.
It's pretty hilarious.
It's hilarious. Yeah. And you got to check it out. And that is definitely trending out there. That's your Flash Briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.